WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. If you're anything like me, you've probably felt that tug of war in relationships where you're trying to please everyone while somehow also remembering to take care of yourself. It's a constant balancing act, right? And trust me, I get it. We crave connection, we want to be good friends, partners, family members, but sometimes those needs can start to feel overwhelming. You end up saying yes when you really mean no, or feeling drained after every interaction. It's like that classic line from the movie Mean Girls, "You can't sit with us." But seriously, folks, we need to learn how to set boundaries for healthy relationships, even if it feels a little uncomfortable at first. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into setting those boundaries, understanding why they're crucial, and most importantly, learning how to actually put them into practice. Think of this as your relationship survival guide. 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Boundaries are not selfish. This is a big one. They're about self-respect, protecting your energy, and ensuring you have space to be your authentic self. It's like having personal air conditioning you need to stay cool and comfortable in this crazy world. 2. Identify your needs. What drains you? What makes you uncomfortable? What are your deal breakers? Take some time to really reflect on what's important to you. Once you know your limits, setting boundaries becomes a whole lot easier. Think of it like building a personal fortress. You need to know where the wall should go. 3. Communicate clearly and directly. This is key. Be honest about your needs and expectations without being aggressive or accusatory. You can say things like, "I really value our time together, but I also need some alone time to recharge, or I'm not comfortable discussing the topic right now." Remember, clear communication is the foundation of any strong relationship. 4. Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything overnight. Begin with small, manageable boundaries and gradually work your way up. Maybe it's declining a social event you don't feel like attending, or saying no to that extra project at work. 5. Be consistent. This is the hardest part, but also the most important. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. People will test your limits, that's just human nature. But remember, consistency shows others that you're serious about your needs and they deserve respect. Think about that friend who always seems to be on their phone when you're hanging out. Or that coworker who constantly asks for favors even though they have a full plate. They probably haven't mastered the art of setting boundaries. But here's the thing. Those boundaries can help create a much more enjoyable and fulfilling experience for everyone involved. Real-world example. Let's say you're feeling drained after spending time with a relative who tends to dominate conversations and always needs your advice. They might even guilt-trip you if you try to gently steer the conversation in a different direction. Now, instead of letting this drain your energy and leaving you feeling resentful, imagine saying something like, "I love catching up with you, but I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed right now. Maybe we can chat about something lighter next time." Or even better, "Hey, I really appreciate you coming to me for advice, but I need some space to process things on my own today." See? Boundaries don't have to be confrontational. With a little practice and the right words, you can set those limits in a way that feels authentic and respectful. Summary and key takeaways. Remember, folks, boundaries are essential for healthy relationships. They protect your energy, allow you to be your authentic self, and create space for genuine connection. So don't be afraid to identify your needs, communicate clearly, and start setting those boundaries today. Your future self will thank you for it. Call to action. Head over to our Instagram page at The Balanced Stoic and share your biggest boundary setting struggle in the comments below. Let's learn from each other and create a supportive community where we can all thrive. And don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic for more daily doses of emotional mastery and self-control. Until next time, keep striving for balance, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.